President Bush is in the Canadian Rockies for the G8 summit of the world's leading economic powers. The main agenda item is Africa and how to best fight poverty and the spread of AIDS on the African continent. President Bush also will use the summit to push for an endorsement of his Middle East proposal that urges the creation of an interim Palestinian state and the replacement of Yasser Arafat. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, the G8 member nations are all friends of the U.S. How have they reacted to the president's Middle East proposal?
Well, there's certainly been some support and some comment here as these leaders arrive in Calgary that bold steps were needed in the Mideast. But there have also been some comments of concern about the U.S. calling for democratic elections for the Palestinians, but at the same time trying to exclude Yasser Arafat from that process. Canada's Jean Chrétien last night was asked about that in a photo op he had with President Bush, and he took a cautious stand, as we're hearing from many, many here. He said he doesn't necessarily have a point of view on that. He said he wanted to hear more from Mr. Bush, that it might be a good thing to replace Arafat, but that he wouldn't comment. So that's where things stand right now on that.
What else is the president going to bring up there?
Today, the summit sessions will cover things like the state of the global economy. They always talk about that at these kinds of summits. Terrorism will also be a prominent topic. They'll look at steps these countries can all take collectively to make sure goods shipped between countries are safe and secure. There will also be talk of trade. And on that, other leaders here are expected to bring up disputes that they have with the U.S. Many of them are unhappy about the new farm bill the president signed and its big subsidies for U.S. farmers. They also have some complaints about tariffs imposed by the president on imported steel. And another prominent battle is between the U.S. and Canada on soft lumber Canada wants to sell in the U.S. So expect those things to come up.
Are the Canadians disappointed that the focus isn't on Africa as they planned it?
There is some disappointment. The Prime Minister was clearly caught off guard by President Bush's big announcement the day before he headed here for this summit. He did, though, have an answer for that yesterday. He said, as head of the host country, he sets the agenda. He controls the gavel. So he said a full day tomorrow has been scheduled to discuss aid for Africa, to talk about money to spur economic development there, to fight the spread of HIV/AIDS, to provide money to improve educational systems there and train teachers. So he said they can cover many topics. But again, they have to be disappointed. The headlines here in the Canadian papers this morning are about the Bush proposal. The president had a pair of meetings when he got here last night, one with Chrétien, another with Japan's Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi. And again, the main topic in those sessions was the Mideast.
The summit's kind of tucked away, isn't it? A little hard to find?
That is exactly the point. It's up in a little town called Kananaskis. One road in, one road out. The Canadians say it was picked for its beauty. It's nestled right in the Rockies. It is gorgeous, but it also happens to be totally inaccessible by anyone without all the proper credentials. The summiteers are more likely to run into grizzly bears up there, we're told, than any protesters. And unlike Genoa, Italy, a year ago, where you could smell tear gas outside the summit site and where there were violent protests, one person died, a demonstrator died up there. Protesters here are 60 full miles away in Calgary, far, far, far from the site.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.